right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19. Then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The deals are smoking hot here at Moore Motors in Caro. Denny King, the king of cars here, and I've got employee pricing for everyone on all remaining 2018 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram products. Employee price for everyone. This includes five remaining 2018 Jeep Wranglers, the Motor Trend SUV of the year. And we have everything from a two-door sport to three four-door unlimited sports, a Sahara, and a Rubicon. So hurry on in or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Excludes heavy duty and eco diesel Rams.
Final score from Bad Axe, Michigan, 55-37. Bad Axe stays perfect in the Greater Than West standings, six in a row in eight of their last nine. They have not lost since December 12th when they lost at Sandusky 39-57. Since the Bad Axe Hatchets have won at Carroll by 10, at Harbor Beach by 15, at Cass City by 23, home against Reese by 5, away at Vassar by 10, and tonight home against Lakers by 18 points. We've talked about the shooting, we've talked about the scores, we've talked about everything almost. Lakers out-rebounding Bad Axe 29-25, one of the few stats that actually they led in. When you take a look at free throws, both, John, I don't think I've ever remember both teams shooting as good free throw percentages as we saw tonight in at least 5 years. What, Bad Axe was, what, 78%, Lakers 83%, 10 for 12 there, and then Bad Axe 11 for 14. Those are impressive numbers we haven't seen in quite some time.
Really. You're getting schools in the area that are shooting around 50% or below. And that is not what you do to win a championship. Elk and Pigeon Bayport Lakers, you're right, 10 for 12, 83%. They just went up there and just knocked them down. And, of course, that is very important toward the end of the ball game. Only the Lakers had put themselves out of the contention with that really poor second quarter. They just never got a chance to get over the hump on that one. For the Hatchets, 78%, I think they're going to want to bump that up in order to go ahead and have an opportunity to get some hardware in the Greater Thumb Conference West. I can tell you right now, USA is going to be a little bit better on the free throw end, and I'm just trying to anticipate what next Wednesday is going to be. Is that most of this game is going to be played probably right where this big, huge hatchet is between free throw line extended on both sides of the court. That's where the happy hands, quick feet, a lot of action is going to be right there. And, of course, it's all going to be culminated by the layups on the other end. You got two really quick teams. One's probably a little more quicker than the other. And then you have, who's going to finish and who's going to be smarter with the basketball? Who is going to take care of the basketball? That's really going to be the keys for that game.
When you take a look at other area scores in the area, in the West we had Bad Axe 55, Lakers 37, Carroll and Cass City going head-to-head right down to the very end. That was in Cass City. And with less than a minute to play, it was a three-point ball game. Carroll 52, Cass City 49. But Carroll pulls it out. They win by 7 points. Carroll 58, Cass City 51, and Taylor Foster leading with 16 points, as well as Caleb Cotton, and then Santa Cathrell with 24 points for Cass City. Of course, thank you to Let's Talk Sports and 92.1 for all those details there in Cass City, as Carroll victorious 58-51. Carroll now at 3-2 in divisional play and 4-6 in overall. Cass City falls to 1-4 and 4-7 overall. And then the other score in the East, Harbor Beach takes out KPAC in KPAC, but they had to take into extra innings. Harbor Beach 55, KPAC 50 in that one. So Harbor Beach now at 4-1 in divisional play, 6-5 overall. KPAC falls to 4-2 and 7-6. So Harbor Beach just one game out of first place behind Brown City, who is 3-0 or 4-0 after tonight's results, depending on how that goes. But interesting how the things are playing out. But, John, you were talking already. Bad Axe USA on Wednesday. All eyes are going to be on that game here in Bad Axe.
It does get intriguing when you have two unbeaten teams going at after each other, especially here. I mean, it should draw a crowd like you wouldn't believe. This is going to be the game to see, and it's on a Wednesday night. What can you say? That's going to be a highly anticipated contest, and both teams are going to be up for that one, of course. While I'm thinking of it, congratulations to the Carroll Tigers for winning the M81 championship tonight.
They've been playing
that for quite a while now, but this time are their league foes, and that's the difference.
Well, John, looking forward to our future schedule. Now we are back on air next Friday, and we'll be following the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers as they will be traveling to Cass City. Cass City on January 25th. And Cass City, of course, they hosting the local district here in Division 3 basketball now. Not Class C, Division 3.
That game is important for a number of reasons, but most importantly is to see if the Lakers can go ahead and just right the ship and, turn things around. I saw some good things out of them tonight. Obviously the free throws were one of them. The pride that they took in the first 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the second half, that was a very important step in the right direction. I can't minimize the fact that in the first half, in the first 3 minutes, they really took it to the Hatchets as far as getting shots is concerned. I mean, they were out shooting the Hatchets as far as numbers, sheer numbers. They were getting more shots than the Hatchets were. They were out rebounding them, especially in the offensive glass. These are things that you can build on for the Lakers when they go into Cass City next week, and I'm looking forward to it.
So on behalf of John Mooney, have any final thoughts here, or are you all set?
I'm all set. The kids just did all the talking for us and everything with the statements that they made on this basketball court.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, DS Services of Cass City, Kohler Propane, Flannery Auto Mall, Bayport State Bank, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, and Sure. Better health, better life, are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. From courtside in Bad Axe, the Hatchets improved to 5-0 in divisional play and 8-2 overall as they take out the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 55-37. Bad Axe now starts a huge homestand as they have USA at home on Wednesday and then Carroll at home on Friday. Still at home the following week at home against Ubley and Cass City. Lakers at Carroll and then home against Reese for the next two games there. We'll hear us on next Friday, Lakers at Cass City on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.